stars in the sky, blue eyes. Your arms around, why can you fly high above red dreams? Double stitch seems a perfect pitch. For the hell of it is why you try.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And your hair looks wonderful today, I hasten to add.
Oh, well, thank you, darling. Your hair looks pretty good, too.
Thanks. I cut it the exact same way that I always cut it.
You don't cut your own hair.
Oh, no, I don't cut my
own hair. But I do cut our son's hair.
Yes, you do.
I do. And it's kind of an adventure.
That is a wrestling match.
It's an athletic adventure, actually. It's the most athletic kind of haircut I've ever experienced before.
Yes, if you're into judo as part of your part of your haircutting. But as much as we're into cosmetic improvements, we're also into home improvements.
Yes.
And we are joined by the editor, chief blogger, chief DIY guy.
Yes.
Of buildingmoxie.com. And I hope I get it right. JB Bartkowiak. JB, are you still listening?
That's about right. I'm having difficulty hearing you guys.
You are?
How can that be?
Like breaking up a little bit.
Oh no.
How can that be? Well, we can hear you just fine. So
I'll try to push through.
When you hear a pause in the questions, just say anything.
Say anything. All right.
Yes.
I'll go with that. That'll be my stock answer.
Stock answers include yes, I'd love to do that, and that was awesome.
Also, okay. The $100,000.
Yes, I'd love to do that, and that was awesome.
Perfect. We'll use that in like all kinds of things. You'll love it. It's great. Now, I'm excited to talk to you because I know you're on vacation right now, and you're taking time out for us.
Well, anything for you guys, no doubt. Big fans.
That's awesome. A really another good stock answer.
Good answer.
Add it to the list.
Where in the country are you vacationing so I can be either jealous or really jealous?
Well, Delaware Beach, Delaware Shore, probably right down the road from you guys. Right near my partner, Barry Morgan, who is unavailable today. We're out on the job site, but we get to have our annual summit when I'm on vacation.
Oh, an annual summit.
Yeah. I'm going to add.
Now, do you guys wear special outfits?
Special outfits.
We don't have special outfits yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I can make some suggestions if you guys need some, you know, advice or...
I'm thinking, considering that we're at buildingmoxie.com, some type of late 70s James Bond villain uniform.
Why?
Just because.
We're good guys.
Well, JB, what are you working on besides your tan?
I think we're here to talk today a little bit about the 106-yard fund, which was a sort of fundraiser we're doing this year to raise money. Thankfully, we've gotten sponsors for it to bring a remodeler to the remodeling show.
Well, that is such an
Baltimore, Maryland, in October this year.
That is really exciting because last year you guys raised $2,200 so that you guys could go to Chicago to the remodeling show, and that's pretty cool kind of thing.
Well, I had the opportunity to meet you guys briefly, you know, right before you went on air, and got a sweet shirt, by the way. You may remember.
Are you wearing it right now?
Yes. No, I'm not wearing it.
Oh, you framed it. That's fine. Oh, it's totally cool. I understand.
It's up there with the rest of your celebrity memorabilia.
Well, yeah.
Brad Pitt's handkerchief.
Seriously?
Yeah,
that's
I didn't know.
Where you go with that?
I don't even have any memorabilia.
So the 106-yard fine, you have sponsors right now, and they include American Standard. Is it DAP, too? Who else is?
And we recently got House, I guess you would say it, the online marketing presence, and Wilson Art.
Oh, wow.
Their high-end laminate line.
That's fantastic.
Super cool.
So you're going to send a remodeler to the remodeling show in Baltimore.
And what does that include, like travel, hotel, food, stuff like that?
Well, we're going to try to pack it with a little bit of spending money, but I basically budgeted for travel from L.A., to Baltimore round trip, and then also a show-approved housing room, show-approved room. So, yes, lodging, travel, and a little bit of spending money, access to the show, a pass to the show.
Cool.
And that's about it.
So how can someone find out information about this? If they're listening and they're like, I totally want to go to the remodeling show, how can I apply or find out like when you can apply to be considered?
Well, I'm sorry, Teresa. Yes. I plan to launch the contest, or sort of contest, I guess. My partner, Barry, would call it a scholarship fund. But a sort of contest with a blog post around the first week of August. I'd say about August 9th. I'll be doing incremental updates up until August 9th about the contest and what I have. It'll probably be a simple blog post where either someone can nominate themselves, or we could have someone else nominate a remodeler to come. And then we will have a group of judges. And I think I was hoping maybe that Mark and Teresa would help us judge the contestants that we have.
We would love to do that.
Oh, yes, we would. Let me get out my red pen.
Now, can there be sort of a way that they have to do like a creative use for one of the sponsor products or something like that? Or, you know, some kind of, can I make complexify it? Because that's what I do. I complexify things.
I'm going to have to take a nap.
Because that's my role as the wife and the woman in this whole thing, is that I have to make things a little bit, you know, tricky.
Complexify. Love to do that.
Okay.
I think that was a stock answer, though. I love doing that.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I'll do anything.
I don't want to complexify. I want to make it real simple. And I do think that it should be based a little bit on need, you know, growing business. Someone that needs the show. I mean, if you've had a chance to do the conference portion of the show before, there's tons of educational and networking opportunities. And we'll go from there, I guess.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And I don't think remodelers will want to complexify it because, you know, everyone's so busy trying to, you know, make a living and trying to do what's right for their customers that but if you do want to make something else that's really complicated, come to me. I've got lots of ideas.
Well,
I'll hit you on the side.
I ideate all day long. Like, that's my whole thing. I ideate.
Well, I ideate.
Yeah, totally.
And JB, I hasten to add, I don't know what that means. So whatever she just said sounds terrific, and I support her because she's my wife and I love her. But honestly, I don't know what happens most of the day.
See, that's another stock answer. I support her and I love her.
But I will encourage.
I'll use my wife later.
Yes, nice play.
So, other things that are going on at Building Mark C2, besides, you know, if you're not a remodeler and you're listening to this, what can people find out if they go to your website right now? Or if they, you know, we follow you on Twitter and Google Plus, and Mark's phone's constantly beeping with your updates.
We just follow the stream. I mean, whatever comes our way. We try not to pass up any opportunities. We have tons of guest posters from all over the place, different fields, different studies, if you will.
And
we just go. Unfortunately, we're not posting this week simply because, you know, the editor's on vacation. But we pretty much cover it all, anything to do with home-related stuff.
And I kind of like, too, that you and your wife are actually really involved in, you know, fixing up houses, and you've moved like 5 times, right?
That's pretty close. I think we've moved 3 times.
Okay.
We got the bug. I mean, I got the bug when we bought our first house in Baltimore, and really haven't given it up yet. I mean, it's become a part of life. The missus is did a flip, has a flip on the market, her first as a real estate agent. So she did one on her own, of course, I'm busy with our own house, which is not yet finished 5, 6, 7 years into it. But working on houses is part of our life. It's a fix-it-up life, if you will.
Well, you know, that's exactly how we are, and so I think it's kind of cool to, you know, we always like to hear about other people that are doing the same thing as us, because, you know, we're not all alone. There's so many people like us out there who we're fixing up our houses, and we're trying to raise our family, and trying to juggle all the different things, and we learn so much from sharing.
Yeah.
The juggling is the ticket here. I mean, you know, the girls, I'd love to have them more involved. We have a 7-year-old and 9-year-old, but maybe they'll get it, maybe they won't. We'll see.
Oh, they can totally get involved. Well, I'll give them a list of projects.
Well, I think he means the bug.
They'll get the bug.
Yes,
the bug.
It's like a little disease.
The bug picks you sometimes.
I guess. But there's always something about, you know, your home. Like, everybody needs to have certain kinds of skills to be able to do simple fix-ups around their house. Because, especially girls, you don't want to have to wait for your husband or your boyfriend or your dad to come over to your home to help you do simple repairs. So, you know, it's good to have a little bit of the bug, even if you're a little, like, princessy, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And is one of your skills, JB, to climb down off the ladder with the paintbrush or the finish nailer or whatever, then jump in your car and immediately go get them at an activity and bring them somewhere?
You know, when you have kids, you have to fit it in when you can, right? Right, Mark?
It's true. It's true.
It's so true.
Now, how is the flip house actually progressing for your wife? She's gone. Is it on the market, did you say?
It is on the market. They finished up about 2 weeks ago, and it was listed about 2 weeks ago. They've gotten a handful of showings, some interest, you know, insofar as phone calls and et cetera, and some feedback, but no offers yet. You know, I guess it's her first one. She's still, I guess, trying to get the lay of the land. We're very optimistic. I feel like she's got a price right, and it looks great. So it's just a matter of time, I think.
Well, I'm pessimistic at the moment because we have to jump into a break.
So go to buildingmoxie.com and follow them on Twitter and find out about the contest, you remodeler, because somebody's going to get to go to Baltimore for the show.
And we're going to go into a break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Can you get a break to get expensive? Stand outside of your body, would you not breathe? Would you let it open up and let a teardrop fall for joy and for the balance? Balance the girl and tip the boy.